I guess I got all my grumpiness out.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Justice for all.
We haven't had justice for all. Okay.
Okay, roll call.
Trustee Houghton. Yes. Trustee Chatterton.
Great.
Trustee Willicock.
Here.
Trustee Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Perkins.
Here. And we have others in the summer seven. Are there others in the camera?
Oh, we have Tom from the wastewater treatment plant.
Who?
Anyone else? That's it.
Well, who's this guy back here?
That's Matt Johnson.
Matt Johnson from the Lake Commission.
Oh, okay. I can't recognize people.
No, but the mask. There are people. Paul Baxter. I know.
KeyBank got robbed. The one in Mexico today.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Really?
Wow.
With a mask?
Of course. Yeah.
Who is that mask man?
Because the guy said he went through and there were a whole bunch of police. And so he went to the, he knew a guy that had a scanner and he said, yeah. He says, he then got robbed. So.
Huh. All right. Now, Paul, if others join in, did they identified or what we have is what we get?
Well, I can tell on the screen here if I admit anybody additional to the meeting, okay. They are supposed to identify themselves. So at this point, it's the only people on the Zoom session are me and the village point of entry and Tom Bullard from the wastewater treatment.
Okay. Ian had thought he tried to get into the
room. Well, he's not here yet, but I'll keep an eye open for him and we'll admit him if he shows.
Okay, thank you. All right, your minutes are in front of you from last month's meeting, June 17th.
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Nice.
Okay. Communications. Oh, you got your Municipal Matters magazine, some good stuff in there.
Yeah, you can keep yours. I already got, I'm getting one from the state now.
Oh, right.
She handed it to me the other day, that means I got two.
Okay. And a variety of topics covered that relate to us one way or another. But I was finding of interest, good articles.
Yeah, and a lot of that was on COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, last month was more so, but there's still articles in there.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night's town board meeting might be quite a bit of interest to participate with. And the information's on the website. And if you need it, I can make a copy of the information. It's there and available.
They're going to talk a lot on the water, right?
Yes. And
they do a lot of talking.
The group from Watertown will be there. Carrie and BCA. And that's it till 6:30.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Holt's not with us. Sewer water report, the Camden Group. Here. Service is conducted, floors in the facility, average 22,000 gallons per day. Daily flow period 131 gallons. No. That's a lot. Sellable solids violation during this month. And an effluent dissolved oxygen violation that was reported for the sludge cooler with a fire. The drying beds on June 25th. There was one call out before this month for the alarm on Church Street lift station. I had a memo from Ken. I had a conversation with Tom from the DEC today. Talked about the notice of violation that we're be sending as for the sellable solids violation and upcoming consent order. The order is that we need to have to get points for grants. I know this is a crazy system, but this is the system we have. Consent order gives us 20 points toward getting some kind of help. 20 points is a big deal. When you look at the scoring system, unfortunately, they always send a fine with a consent order. We talked about it, and Tom said that he would work to keep the fine at $1,000, which is the minimum fine they can give in any situation. At some time, Tom, we have a conference call with these items and explain when that will be upcoming, whenever it gets arranged, but sewer plant. Current and future projects listed there, new rail lines, tanks, general plant cleanup, and then the results of the monthly testing. Tom, right. Have anything that he wants to say or contribute? Tom?
He's coming to the camera.
Yeah, there are no, the dog was squeaking a squeak toy. What was the question?
Is there anything you want to contribute to your report?
I read the... We're continuing to work on the airline. We got the temporary thing set up, the temporary blower set up. We bored a hole through the wall between the blower room and the influent room. We'll get the second hole tomorrow, and we finally got all the materials. And we had some trouble getting some of these materials in because of the COVID thing. I mean, I'm sure that everybody's had that problem. But I think we're all set as of now. All the cement's been poured, sidewalks in. We're in pretty good shape. We're looking, hopefully, to finish the airline by the end of next week.
Sidewalk looks good.
Oh, well, you know, it's just a rough sidewalk, and it's, you know, it's okay.
What's that?
It was really hot that day. It was like 90.
Oh, yeah, I know, but the sidewalk does look good.
Oh, thank you.
But the tubes do not.
Well, the tubes, you won't even see those tubes when we get done putting the pipe on there.
Oh, you're going to put dirt all the way up there?
Well, you'll see when we get done. We have stanchions okay. That we have to add to that, those tubes.
All right.
The volume's on the right-hand corner, Paul.
Oh, which corner?
On the right-hand.
On the right-hand side? Yeah, I was thinking we could.
Oh, no, it's on the screen.
Oh.
I see it. Yeah, right there. Yep, it's off all the way, so. Oops. Maybe I just.
Is he still there?
I don't know. Maybe I just stopped the session.
No, I'm still here. You can hear
okay.
Me.
I must have just knocked off the camera or something then.
Next couple. By the end of the month, I'm going to see if I can get a thing down there for you guys to load all the iron and stuff on.
Oh, good. Good.
There we go.
Yep.
But when are you going to have the pipe out of the way so we can put it right there?
Next week.
Next week? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Tom. I spoke to Ian. He gave me a call, and their environmental review is underway. He had spoken to Ken about the steel piping versus the stainless steel, and it was agreed for the pricing and what it cost. It was just beyond our capability, so they both agreed that it was sensible the way we're going. The steel piping is okay, and I have read in one of the maintenance magazines that it needs to be addressed or maintained on a regular basis, so we need to be sure that it's being monitored, and if it needs maintenance, that that gets included in the work that has to get done. He said that the environmental or the engineering report will be available next month for August, so he'll be here and bring that in for us. All right. Any questions? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept it as a...
Presented?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
All right.
All right. Codes. Jim.
Yep. Everybody should have received the report in their mailbox. And I'm here to answer any questions. Kind of lengthy. That was very busy.
Yeah, it was lengthy. All right.
We have new home construction going on, or additions and
additions, no new homes.
Pieces, yeah, okay. Busy.
Yeah, just a lot of pools, decks, lean-tos. Everybody's sitting home building something or trying to. And
questions? If not,
I make a motion to accept it as presented.
Okay.
And I should meet tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
You're down on my list.
Okay.
Okay, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you for you and thank you for the things that aren't here.
Okay, the Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level with a schedule for the Watertown-based staff where at any given time half the staff is in the Watertown office and half is still working from home. And Tug Hill staff are available for meetings with your municipality, as is evidenced by Matt coming down to talk to you tonight. So, Governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings by means such as Zoom has been extended until August 6th, and we're doing that tonight. And if there's any other time that would be helpful, I'd help the planning board with that as well. Please keep that in mind. I thought I'd mention that since the local government conference and our cancellation of the local government conference, we've been trying to bring you some of the content that we would have had at the conference through Zoom conferences and webinars and such. And I thought I'd mention that the Tug Hill Commission has a YouTube channel where past webinars and other training material is available for you to review at your convenience. So have a look at that link if you're interested. Or if you just go to YouTube and you search on Tug Hill, I think you'll find it. The 2019-2020 issue of the Tug Hill Commission's annual report Headwaters went out during the period that I was not able to travel for work and attend meetings. So everybody should have returned a copy. It looks like this. Should have gotten it in the mail. But if you did not get a copy, let me know. I'd be happy to give you a copy. And I'd also like to check what information we have on file for you for a mailing address so that you get it in the future and other such mailings.
It was an email in the past.
Some people might have gotten it by email rather than by
I haven't seen either one. That's why I'm wondering.
Yeah. Well, we'll check and see what your information is. And like I said, if anybody would like a copy that doesn't have one, I have some copies with me. So
I'll keep this.
Sorry, I can keep that one. I've got a couple more copies with me tonight, and I've got more at home. So we can talk about that after.
Mm-hmm.
Got some developments for you on the computer front. Multiple updates there. First, as I've mentioned previously, Microsoft stopped updating Windows 7 earlier this year, which meant that computers running Windows 7 needed to be upgraded or replaced. Now, in some cases, the computers were old enough that it was a more practical thing to replace them rather than to deal with the complications that sometimes go along with upgrades. And then the coronavirus came along, and that changed things. It's one thing to put money in your budget to spend on a computer, but it's another thing to have the revenues to back that spending. And as you probably heard, some of those revenues are looking short. So I thought I'd take another look at your existing computers and see what we might be able to do to move them to Windows 10 rather than spend the money on replacing. And I'm pleased to report that both the village clerk's computer and the village treasurer's computer took to that well. They did the conversion and I heard no complaints. And when I tested them afterwards, they looked like they were working just fine. So we may have saved the village some money by replacements that you won't have to make on those right now. Now, computers do get old and they do need to be replaced sooner or later.
How about the mayor's?
Well, that was the thing I noted here right after that.
Oh.
The mayor's computer has been upgraded to Windows 10, I think it was a year ago, and that one is working satisfactorily as well, although that is a little bit older than the computer generation that the clerk and the treasurer are on, so probably she needs a new computer sooner than the clerk or the treasurer.
How about the one down at the
waste water treatment, but that's the very next point in my presentation.
I know.
I'm ready. You're reading ahead.
I'm reading ahead. Sorry about that.
The one computer where it might still be necessary to consider replacement and sooner rather than later, as in this fiscal year, and hopefully sooner than that, is at the wastewater treatment plant. Now, they have an old computer that they're using down there, still working, but it's not currently supported by Microsoft, so it's not secure. When we replaced the village clerk's computer, that computer was to become the new wastewater treatment plant computer, but that is not taking to the Windows 10 upgrade, unfortunately. It was fine when it left service with the village clerk, but that was a Windows 7 computer, and we don't want to continue using it as a Windows 7 computer. So I'd like to talk to you about how we want to proceed to replace that. It definitely does need replacement, and you put money in your budget for computer replacement, so you might need to juggle a little bit, but I think that would be a wise place to spend some money. Now, I did talk to Tom about some various options on computer replacement. There's one source that he and I are fond of called Tiger Direct that have very good computers at very competitive prices, and we're talking about brand name computers like Dell's and Lenovo's and so on. The only problem is I haven't figured out yet how that would be paid for, because I think they might require a credit card, and I think probably that would not be a tax exempt purchase, which would mean if somebody did put it on their credit card, it would involve reimbursing somebody for sales tax at the village. Otherwise, might not have to pay. However, some of these computers are as much as 50% cheaper than going and buying that same computer new. So you might be spending $20 in sales tax, but saving $200 in the purchase price. And as I said, both Tom and I have had long-term satisfactory experiences with dealing with that particular vendor. And I can take a look around and see if we can find some other place where we might be able to buy one and have the village pay for it directly and get around having to pay sales tax. We don't have to make that decision tonight, but I wanted to mainly talk to you about my strong recommendation to replace that computer. And if it sounds okay to you, I can continue to investigate what that is. And you could either authorize me to go ahead if it's under $500, or we could bring it back to next month's meeting, whatever your preference is.
I make a motion that we start looking.
No.
You said under $500?
$500. We should be able to find one for under
$500. $500? And go ahead and start looking and whatever. Look okay. Like you did before.
Okay.
And then.
And I will get you competitive prices to show whatever okay. We're recommending is competitive with other vendors. But like I said, I think we can do it for under $500. I think it would be a good thing to do sooner rather than
later. Yes.
If you're replacing mine can't go to the plant.
No, because the computer that I had intended that was for that plant is the same generation as the village clerk's computer that is not now updating to that. So I don't know what the difference is between your computer and her former computer, but it's the same Dell. It's the same. I think it's a Model 3020, as I recall, but I noticed when I was up working on yours recently that it did appear to be the same generation as the one that you're using, which is working, but this one for some reason isn't. So
we're going to.
Sometimes computers that appear the same with the same model number are a little bit different in terms of the components that they wind up sticking in, and for that reason, sometimes they're not competitive.
Mine wouldn't work.
But yeah, your computer, like I said. To be honest, it's on its last legs.
Okay.
It's so old.
So basically, we're going to have to get something for down there.
Or the wastewater treatment plant, correct.
So I think we'll put money aside in the sewer plant for that.
I think so.
So while you're looking, you might as well see if you can find an old jumpster.
That's one I would be finding for there. And like I said, the mayor's computer is fine as long as you're satisfied with it. If it doesn't break, as long as it continues to work, then I'd say continue to use it as long as it does. But at some point in time, we should think about replacing it, because there's two types of computers I've been thinking of. I've been doing the same thing with the town, and the town has a computer that's in the position where if it broke, they wouldn't be out of business if it wasn't replaced tomorrow. But in the mayor's case, you use that all the time. I mean, you're using it for email and webinars and so on. So you wouldn't want to be for a significant period of time without that computer. So that's a case of a computer where you want to replace it if you can before it fails.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it's not showing any signs of failure right now. I think it's probably good until your next fiscal year, although if it starts developing problems, we might want to revisit that subject. But your computer would not be a good bet for the wastewater treatment plant. Because it's just, if I took a look at how old it is, I would guess that it's probably over 5 years old now, maybe more than that. I didn't look at the manufacture date on it, but I'm going to guess it's probably about that old.
And, let me see.
It's getting to the...
It has to be a little older than that.
Yeah.
Because I was off the planning board, off the board for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's four.
Yeah.
And I've been on for about 6 years.
Yeah,
I was on there when we authorized it.
Yeah.
I think she got it. I think she took the one down here to go up there.
Yeah, because I think we did that same kind of swapping before, where the mayor's computer was even older, and one of the computers that was being discontinued here wound up getting shifted to the mayor's office.
And one got shipped down.
Yeah.
Down to the
wastewater treatment.
Yep.
But like I said, that is a game that we can't play one more time. I don't know that. That would not. Because like I said, the other thing to keep in mind is from a practical purpose, it takes me time to shift people over from one computer to another. And I don't know that I want to invest that kind of time into a computer that you're only going to have to replace again next year anyway. When I do something like that, I prefer to invest the time in a computer that you're going to be able to use 3 to 5 years rather than having to do it on a regular basis. Because that transition does take time out of my available time. I've been spending a lot of it in Paris recently. And I saved you probably $1,000 through what I was able to accomplish with the treasurer's computer and the clerk's computer. So
we appreciate your work.
That's why
I've got just so many hours to do
these things.
And so I try to spend them as well as I can.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor.
Aye.
Okay. I'll investigate that and I'll coordinate with Tom on that and we'll come up with a recommendation. And if you're comfortable with that, can before next month's meeting, we'll do that. Otherwise, we'll talk about that at next month's meeting.
Okay, thank you.
But it could be that we'll have something for you before that. And if we could, like I said, it'd be better to do sooner than later. So I appreciate your motion.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay,
all
right.
So I'm not done yet. I'm doing so much for Parrish. The last thing I wanted to report is the last paragraph on the page, which is I've been up on the balcony going through all your equipment and again trying to figure out what could be reused and what of it is just so old and so obsolete that it's no longer of any value to the town or the village. Now, sometimes I can't tell whether something was the town or the villages, but I want to note, when I've been getting rid of things, I've been noting what the make of bottle was, and what the serial number is, and in some cases, just for curiosity's sake, when it was made. So three printers that I got rid of for you, which were all inkjet printers, was a Canon printer with that serial number. I'm estimating that was probably about 20 years old. A Hewlett-Packard DustJet 612C with the serial number there. That one has a manufacture date out of August 99, so I know that was 20 years old. And the Hewlett-Packard DeskJet 840C, which was manufactured in April of 2000. So again, the 20-year-old computer. I don't know whether any of those were town or village computers, so I'm going to report that to the town as well as the village. So if you do have an inventory of any kind with those printers and model numbers on it, you can strike it from the roster.
Yeah.
Those have been retired to the landfill or the transfer station or recycling. I took them to the electronic recycling board. So those were all computers that none of them even had the newer style USB type of connector for printers that modern printers expect to use. So most of them are like the 20-year-old computers are without value at this point. And now that's all I have.
I'll make a motion to accept his report.
I second it.
Okay, now Matt.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Sure, I'll come up there if that's okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you can go up here.
Okay, so the zoning law. Long on the agenda here and put off and ever-changing. So what I have tonight is the latest proposed version. Okay, so we finally figured out what was actually in effect.
Could I get one of that?
Yes. Yep. We figured out what was in effect now, and that's all been put together, and that's on your website. The map, okay. The map and the text on the website is the what's actually the official law for parish. And that never included the mobile home park overlay. And a few other things. There's some things that were changed. The planning board proposed changes to some things in the sign section.
It seems like it was forever ago we did that.
Yes. Yep. And it kind of went away and now it's coming back. But this represents the latest and greatest, including the map.
So what they do with the sign, use the signing post again, putting up signs?
The sign section has, yep, that's been proposed for a few changes. So that would be on page 23, page 25, page 26. Is anything new is in red? In red, it's new, and if it's in red and with a strikeout through it, it's proposed to go away. So,
oh, okay.
Yep. So this is something you're probably going to want to look at. It's going to be tough to go through all of this in one, you know, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be something you're going to want to look at, and have your village attorney look at.
Well, the attorney's here, trying to give him a copy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Of course.
Is it Steve?
It is Steve.
Okay.
If it's on the website, I should be able to access that. I was bringing it up right now.
The new one is not. Nope, just the proposed one. So I don't know if we can.
If you just want to email me a copy, that's fine. I can take a look at it.
Okay. So the big thing here is, as you know, the village, the idea was to, for forever and ever, the village prohibited manufactured homes, which is not technically legal in New York State. You have to, it used to be that you had to allow them somewhere in the village. And you could limit them to mobile home or manufactured home parks if you wanted to. Since we started doing this, though, the law has changed, and now you have to allow manufactured homes anywhere you allow single family homes.
With some restrictions, though, at least.
With some restrictions, it has to be on a permanent foundation.
Permanent foundation that meets the same aesthetic quality of the houses around there. And if we wanted to, we can be pretty nitpicky about that.
Yeah.
So there are ways to come back.
Like how nitpicky, like age restrictions and stuff like that?
Well, that depends. We'd have to take a look at all the houses in the surrounding area and see if there's any commonalities, things like that. If they're all two stories, that's something we can argue. If they're all kind of vinyl siding, something we can argue. If they all have a certain type of setup for anything along those lines, white shutters, something to meet with the aesthetic quality. There are roadblocks that can be put up, but the question is about a legal challenge. But who's going to take us on a legal challenge for something like this? Probably
a
waste of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody will.
Probably.
What I've proposed in here for your consideration is, if you look on page 14, this is something that the town of Vienna does. That's, if you know where that is, that's down east of Constantia, mm-hmm. Sylvan Beach. They have a minimum dwelling width of 22 feet. So that's to get along to get there, that idea of that manufactured homes would have to fit in, that you could try saying that every, they've got to be 22 feet wide and all dwellings have to be 22 feet wide. So that is the new red row at the bottom of that Schedule B.
Mm-hmm. Now I know we have saying that they got to be 10 feet from the property.
Yep, your setbacks.
Yeah.
Yep, those would all still apply.
Okay.
But now you would have this minimum width, mm-hmm. which wouldn't apply in the manufactured home park. So in the manufactured home park overlay, you could still build a manufactured home park and not have that minimum width. So that was sort of my best attempt at doing this, still allowing for the narrow manufactured home, but it's got to be in the manufactured home park, somewhere in the manufactured home overlay. So I'll send you that.
Thank you so much.
And get your opinion on that. But if we go to the map here, you can see where this is what was delineated by the planning board as the manufactured home park overlay, which is up to the north, going north of the Grist Mill on whatever road that is.
County Route 26.
So we have that on the map, and then we have a new article, which is Article 9 on page 29, that is the whole list of standards for manufactured home parks. And you probably, I think you've seen this before, maybe not. We have standards in there that manufactured parks have a maximum size of 20 sites. Each site's got to be 6,000 square feet at least. So we have that whole list of standards there.
So basically, you got to have a license in order to have somebody's, manner. Let's say I bought enough land to do that. I got to have a license in order to put houses in there, right?
Yes. Yep. You've got to comply with all of the standards in Article 9. You've got to get a special use permit. So that requires the whole special use permit, public hearing, and...
And that's $300, right?
That's not up to me, that's up to the planning board.
It would have to be sent to the county, since it's going to be within 500 feet of a county highway.
No, a county highway, yeah, that is a county. Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, I have a question for you.
Yep.
On the map area, how come we didn't put those onto roads and we went like half? Like it looks like one would be Smoky Hollow, I think is just the one road at the top. We put a little section in there. And then we also did it on 26, which is the double line at the top of the area as well. How come we, it doesn't look like it's very far. How come we didn't go by a roadway so that it was easier to determine whether somebody could put something in there?
I think that's just we took County Route 26 and just buffered it on the computer.
Right. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's.
However many feet that is. 200 feet, I think, on each side.
Yeah, because, that top line that is kind of curved, that's 26 as well, because 26 turns
around there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know why we went on the other, on both sides of that.
I'm not sure.
It'd be easier for anybody who's in the code enforcement position zoning to go by a roadway than to take a lot and divide it in half. Maybe something we should look at. Same thing with that other line is, I think, Smoky Hollow Road. There's like a little tiny corner of it. I don't know why we just didn't
you know, keep it at that roadway.
Yep. Can you draw that out for us or show us, just so I know exactly what you're talking about?
Yeah. Great. Like this road here, this is a road.
Yeah. Smoky Hollow.
That's Smoky Hollow, I believe. Yeah. So this little section is really small. If we just limited it right to this road.
Yeah.
And same thing on 26, instead of going over, because I know most of these are lots that would be divided.
Yep.
And so if we just went on the roadway.
There's another small road in there too.
They're like they're divided by the village boundary, I guess, right?
No, that
could be, you know.
Edith Pond, is that right?
Yeah, Edith Pond.
Right, Edith Pond is.
It's rounded out.
But you can still take Edith Pond.
That might be that little blue line.
You know, maybe it's a roadway. Like all these other ones are normally by both sides of the roads are lots. I don't know what we did with those.
Here that, yeah, here it looks like the village boundary splits those lots.
Right, so some of those might be.
But we could snip that off.
Right, like put it on a roadway instead of.
Yep.
That's up to, you know, you guys, but it just looks like it's hard to enforce. Well, that's something up to the board to decide.
Yep. Yeah, that's something for you. And anything else? Mm-hmm. Anything else in here?
Now we needed a public hearing on just Article 9. Or just it's incorporated in the book.
What you would go through the amended process to amend the law to include everything in red here that you wanted to include. And I have the process here. This is the kind of goes through the whole amendment process. There are a number of steps, of course. But yeah, the first thing to get back on the ball on the track with this would be the village board. You make sure you're happy with all this. You run it by the village attorney, make sure he's happy with all of this. When everybody's happy, then you start the amendment process that I just handed out. And that includes, you've got to do the seeker review, which isn't that big a deal. You've got to send it to the county planning board. Then you've got to have a public hearing. And then you vote to adopt. And that we can help you through every step of that. Mm-hmm.
We gotta, in other words, we gotta send notice to every clerk of each city, town, village, and county that in the municipality?
The borders, your borders, like
so. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, that'd be Mexico, Central Square, West Monroe. What was the bottom? Mexico. Okay.
But since you're just a village here, I think it would just be the town, and I don't know if you border Hastings at all or
not the village.
No, we don't.
We only border the town.
So that makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Any state park, there's none of those.
Mm-hmm. You're contained in the form. Yeah. Well, this has been a long time coming, that's for sure.
Yep.
And then got detained with.
Got detained
past
since.
Past few months, that's for sure.
St. Patrick's Day, I think.
Mm-hmm. March 18th.
March 18th. So, yeah, I don't know how what you want to set as sort of the next milestone on this. If you want to meet again on it next month, and then, or if you want to, you could meet next month on this, and if everybody's in agreement on it, then you could start the process.
That would be good to get this done. Rather than delay any longer.
Yeah, I think next month, because that gives us time.
That to month, all right with you, Steve?
That should be fine. It should be able to get through 23 pages.
33. No, there's more than that. Wait a minute.
42. But I will email that to you. Yep.
So we'll review through here and then discuss something.
Thank you guys for all your hard work.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And the planning board did a lot on this, a lot of hours.
So as far as the time sequence. How long would it take?
If we
keep moving.
Yeah, if you keep moving, you could probably have your public hearing at your September meeting and possibly adopt it then.
We keep going.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I believe that
sounds good.
If not September, then October, but quite probably September.
Yeah, it just seems like it's been on the boards for so long. Okay, sounds good.
So when is our voting date again?
For elections? Or
elections.
That'll probably be changed later.
23rd of September, I believe, isn't it?
I think so.
Village election?
Yeah.
Yeah.
September
23rd.
And that's on a Tuesday, right?
I think so.
On the 22nd is on a Tuesday. The 23rd is on a Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Usually is on a Wednesday, isn't it? I don't
know. Yeah. Okay. No, Tuesday is on a Wednesday.
Okay.
I got to look at my calendar. Okay.
Matt, while you're here, can we discuss that issue that kind of came up with a new home trying to be placed into the village?
Sure.
As long as the attorney's here as well.
Got all the talent on the table.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't know what to tell her.
Right.
I don't know if you want to discuss that.
Well, I mean, as we said, how aggressively do we want to nitpick this? If they do a permanent foundation and they meet the aesthetic quality of the neighborhood that satisfies the state law.
Okay, no.
Where do they want to put this thing? Across from my house.
Across from your house.
West Main or?
Yeah, West Main.
Right across from the mayor's house. Okay.
West Main's that way.
The other way.
Really? Who has the side? Planning or the village board? Or which board can give her the final approval?
It's got to be the village.
It's basically in my hands. But if I agree to it now, it would go against the current zoning law. And that's where it got kind of confusing.
Right.
Because the zoning law is, say, illegal.
Right.
So you can open yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Under the zoning law, you'd have to turn it down, and then her recourse would be
legal action.
I don't know if she could
be an appeal first.
Maybe go to the zoning board of appeals for an interpretation.
Yeah,
saying that the zoning law is just
right. So that's
illegal.
Based upon that, that's when. Right. She has a cause of action to go forward in the next.
But even if we've got the laws written, they can supersede our own laws?
Because the governor signed that other law.
Yep.
Yes.
In 15 that she gave us. clearly stating.
We're allowed to be more open. We can't be less open.
Right. You can't be more restrictive.
Well, according to this new one, now we can set certain parameters, right? You set a base, a solid base. Now, does that mean a pad, or does that mean you got to have at least a crawl space or a cell?
That's the thing. That's just this foundation. Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of leeway here. It is quiet, so we can say things that make it more difficult. We can say things that make it easier. We are interpreting the law.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't have in the state laws, foundation is defined as this. It just says solid foundation. That's it. So,
and I don't think it's been litigated from what I've read.
Exactly. I don't think there's any precedent or anything like that to define what a foundation is.
Well, I thought they, I know trailers now have to have a pad for it. Trailer. You can still leave the wheels, I mean, everything, and you can move it whenever you want. But to set it on there, they had to set it on. It
must be permanently affixed. So my interpretation of that, at the very, very least, is no wheels, full poured concrete foundation.
Yeah.
That's my interpretation of the bare minimum.
Good. I agree with that.
But that we could argue cellar, we could argue.
Well, that's, you know, what was happening was they were putting these in. Mm-hmm. And then two or three years later, they start going, because they didn't put a right, I mean, they just put pillars on it and didn't go deep enough.
The exact term is permanently affixed. So, no, and having wheels on it, that sure is not going to fit with the aesthetic quality of it. So, that's
I believe she's going towards the not modular route, because modular is where they bring it in sections. Mm-hmm. It's not a manufactured home on wheels, I don't believe.
She didn't give us a picture or anything. Right. She just said she was talking to people and they gave her this law.
Right. So.
So maybe if we, maybe, I could say the next step is show us what it looks like.
I mean, basically, when you look up in the verbiage for manufactured home.
The verbiage is confusing. Because they decide, because they use modular, manufactured, and mobile interchangeably. At some point, they stopped using the word mobile, and then they just replaced it completely and just started calling it manufactured. Ever since 2000, I think 13, mobile home is not even used.
Have mobile homes still.
They're still mobile homes, but they're not calling them manufactured homes. Right. So New York State has changed the definition of what that is.
Okay, so it's, in other words, they can't use 2x2s anymore, then, is what you're saying. Because they changed the, because I know when I was in the business of building and all that, mobile home could be 2x2, but a manufacturer home had to be at least a 2x4. And now I believe it has to be a 2x6 because they're saying 2x4s are not, you know, if you put up a regular house, you got to use, you know. So.
How did she come across this property? Is she held bad on doing this?
She's had it for years.
Yeah, she's had it for years. And she must. She wants to sell the property, but right now I don't think she can sell it. So she wants to put something on there and sell it. I believe she bought it at a tax auction. I can't.
I think so.
Is that the one with the dip in it?
Yeah.
That's the one that had an old home on it. That
was but it's the one with a dip in it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Me too.
Okay.
There's two empty lots right across from the mayor's house.
Yeah.
It's
the one further west.
Correct.
Okay. Now I know where it is.
So you don't think she's going to give up easy, or
we don't know. Okay. We have no idea. I think the best tactic would be: can you show us what you're planning on putting in, so we can see if it meets the aesthetic.
Right. And right now, I told her she couldn't because of the zoning law, which is what I have to follow.
Well, then she needs the other law.
Yeah, you don't necessarily tell her you need to change your mind. Just like we'd just like to see what it looks like. So we can compare it to the aesthetic quality of the neighborhood.
Well, I mean, if you're going to compare it to the aesthetics of nearby houses, you could also go to the point of, do all the nearby houses have full basements on them?
Yeah, exactly.
They do.
And if they do, you could literally say, you know, to meet this, you need to put it on a full foundation.
Now, that being said, her buys up one of those lots and she wants to put something there, have to have that full basement too. So if we're kind of creating it for everybody.
Right.
Well, that's the way, in my opinion, that's the way.
Up the screen. So yeah. And I think normally I wouldn't have to even come to the board with any of this. I just say, yes, you're putting one in, it meets the setbacks, you're going to do it. But because it didn't, it went against the law, and she showed me that new law from 2015 from the governor, it throws everything off. So I need permission if I'm going to allow anything to go against this law, basically.
Well, that's why we made the rule.
Right.
If, I think just ask for more information. Could you provide me with what the house looks like? And that way, you don't have to make a decision.
Well, it's got to come in on a trailer anyway. Because otherwise, how are they going to do it? Helicopter?
The old mobile homes are one of the manufactured homes now.
They have changed the definition of mobile home, so it's just said manufactured home. So there's module home and manufactured home, the two different types that New York state laws recognize. And for some reason, they found that it was, I think, prejudicial to keep calling it mobile home.
It may come on wheels. It may take the wheels off, set it on foundation, but it's basically what else helps is the size of it. Like the old mobile homes, the old 14 by 70s. Mm-hmm. How many square feet is that? Like 980?
Yeah, but I know those are cheaper to.
Right.
The taxes on that are cheaper.
So it's 980. You have to have a minimum of 960, I believe, in the village, or is that just in the town? I can't remember. I confuse the two of them quite a bit because they're so close.
But have they. Have the Westergaard between the mobile homes.
But this is not going to be one of those 14 by 70s. She's going to, I believe, make it wider than that, make it, you know.
I think it's.
So that's good, at least.
From the email, I think she did not include a picture. She did not include plans. She just said that's what she was looking at. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a. And I have really no basis to say why I'm saying this, but it feels like from what she's saying, it's going to be a more housey looking.
That's my interpretation as well.
But there's no evidence to suggest that. I'm wildly grasping at straws. Right. But two people came up with the same inclination based upon knowledge. So I think that's a good sign.
I read the guy's email. That's the way I took it. She was looking to put something in there that it looked more like a house.
It could be okay. We might not have an issue whatsoever. But I think we need to see it.
The one that just sold next door has sold in excess of $150,000.
The one that just got the fresh paint job?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fuller's old house?
Mm-hmm.
Fuller's old house?
No, yeah, our next door neighbor was 3035 or something. They sold for 160.
Which one was this?
I think it's 3035 West Main Street.
Further out?
Yep, further out.
How much? 130?
170 or so.
170?
Yeah, it's not that big a house, too.
No.
It's too little. They have like a little guest house and a pool, so that obviously increases the value.
Yeah, that was
Betty Anderson.
Betty.
There we go.
So once I obtain information from her as to what this looks like, I'll have to bring it back to you next meeting.
At the very least, we'll just talk by email.
Okay.
Yep. Just send it to me. Send it, and we'll discuss it.
All right. I just want to give her a plan so I can at least
chat
with her and let her know where we are on this.
Yep, you discussed it with the board and the village attorney, and we'd just like a little more information.
Okay.
To see that it fits the definition of the law.
Sounds good to me.
Good. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Good job. I appreciate that.
So we'll plan on next month to sign off on this, and if we do, then we can start the formal process.
That sounds good.
Cut. Maybe the COVID thing will be over by now.
I think it's wishful thinking.
Put my Harry Potter back on. Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Eric, I can walk out if you want to grab it. Yep, thank you.
All right. What are we doing?
What we got?
Water project. I don't know if we know anything other than what we hear at the meetings. I haven't heard anything other than, like I said, if there's anything extras, the village will be, District 1 will be tagged on.
What is she considering extras?
I'm not sure what she meant, but she meant that the town will not be left paying the bill. And we paid it the last time.
So we paid the whole bill last time? It
was in your tax bill.
Yeah. Yeah, but we didn't pay it all, did we?
We paid the allotment that was specifically to District 1. Yeah, and there she's anticipating it might be the same, and then District 1 will be getting it again. There was an article in the Camden paper. What was the date on this? For their last town board meeting, from the project budget will double. Told the water project budget will double.
Will double?
It's in the paper. So, yeah.
Why would it double?
Well, that's because everybody get greedy and they want to put more money in their pockets.
I can run you.
Well, they're talking about having to excavate all the extra rock.
Part of it was the reports that had to be done from the water that we've been looking for when the sewers went through, and that would be a cost saver if they don't have to redo all the investigation. So we searched that, Jack will search that out. You've made copies, now we've got to get it to the engineer.
Can we just give that to them at the meeting tomorrow night, Kathy? The Curie?
Where?
Isn't she supposed to be at the meeting?
Where's the meeting?
Oh, that's right. They're gonna
I was planning on that, but now it's a virtual meeting. It's going to make it any more difficult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought we'll just email or fax or scan one portion of it and see if that's satisfactory.
I would think that one little boring
is what they wanted. So if we send off the borings and see if that's sufficient, if they need more, then maybe they'll have to come get it. But I think it's just the borings part that they needed. So we'll get that.
So we'll figure out that tomorrow, right?
Yep. All right, wastewater treatment plant mowing. Nick is doing the mowing.
It was done, but it needs it again.
Yeah, it's really? We had a good rain.
All right, so that we don't need to mow one for a while, so we know.
Well, you get them over weeds. The weeds are up like this. Grass is way down here. The weeds are up like that.
Well, he doesn't mow around the weeds, does he?
Huh?
He doesn't mow around the weeds, does he?
The weeds are growing. There's no water. Grass doesn't.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he does.
Is Nick doing extra other than just the mowing?
He said he was going to do any trimming that I told him to do. Any
but they haven't. Okay. He hasn't yet because
they
want that around the fence.
Oh, they got all this stuff.
But they got stuff there, right? Yeah. In some places.
Yeah, well, I can see going around that. Yeah, that won't be there much longer. Doug and I was talking about that the other day. He said he's gonna get his trailer and then probably take it down in a week or two. Because he's got a dump, mm-hmm. a dump trailer.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay.
And Nick's not doesn't have a problem with doing the mowing?
I guess not. Okay. He hasn't said anything.
All right. Good.
Well, I do know when they get this project done, I'm going to make sure that they got everything smoothed up. Because you can see where they've been going with that track hole. You know, and they got little potholes all over the place. I want all that's got to be smoothed up when they get finished. Ain't that right, boss?
Sure.
We'll make it look like we weren't even there.
What did he say?
Make it look like we weren't even there.
Good. Oh, that means the grass. Okay.
Well, the grass is hiding. I mean, yeah.
Hiding it now. All right, we discussed the library board appointment with Jackie being on the library board. We didn't give an official vote on it.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. I thought we did.
We had a consensus, but we didn't have a motion in the second.
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, I make a motion.
Well, that's what we're about now, so.
I'll second it.
How's that? Okay. I thought we did,
but I don't remember.
No, we had a consensus.
Okay.
For the record, we didn't have a vote.
Gotcha.
So, all right.
All in favor?
Can I vote on that? I can't.
Can she vote on
no.
that?
No,
because she's
the one part of it.
Yep.
All right, now, do we need a roll call vote?
Now that Doug's not here and she can't vote, can we still vote on that? Because
there's three of us.
All right, that's all I was just asking.
Yeah.
But she's not in.
Well, right, no, I get that.
Okay, yeah. That's
still technically quorum.
Okay.
Okay.
We do a roll call on that. Yeah. Oh, Evelyn?
Okay. Trustee Chatterton?
Yay.
Trustee Willicott?
Yay.
Mayor Perkins?
No.
No.
somebody that your wife would like that position? I'm just throwing it out there.
That's something I can ask my wife about. Right. I can.
Right.
Well, sorry, if it becomes a conflict, a real conflict of interest, then you're going to have to put your resignation either one or the other.
Right, right. And that's not personal. Right. Beyond that.
So. Well, as long as there's recusal.
Okay.
Right. Oh, tree removal, Church Street and Union. We're still trying to get assistance on that.
Did you get a bid from Jeremiah Brown?
No.
Okay. He said he was going to put one in. So. Now, is there two trees or three?
Two that I know.
I think just two.
And we spoke with the envoy, Williamstown, and Craig is looking at West Monroe. Either they didn't have the equipment, because the trees are so huge, and one of them was scheduling and time, so
I know envoy doesn't have one big enough.
Right, so.
Where are these trees? Are right there on the corner?
Right on the corner. There's three of them almost side by, yeah, right. And all three of them are pretty bad.
Okay. So they're going to be. But
now, major. The way I understand it, that the homeowner is paying for half. Now, did I understand that right?
I don't think so.
It hasn't been discussed.
Then why are we taking them down? Because we don't take down, it's in our bylaws, we don't take down trees.
This is on the line, it's part ours.
It's still the homeowner's.
If it's on our property?
Yep.
We're going to share the cost, but we don't even know what the cost is yet.
Well, if we share the cost, that's all right. But I mean, if we had to pay for the whole thing, no, because it's in our contract that we do not.
I don't see that.
We don't do sidewalks, mm-hmm, and we don't do trees.
It's, I don't see in our bylaws. We're paying the whole thing. We could share the cost.
Well, we could share the cost.
So, or work some.
Because that's about to take one of those trees down. It'd probably be $3,000. So. Between the two, it's going to be probably six or
you think more. $6,000 dropped on two trees?
You'd be surprised what they caught, you know. Yeah, if you have a professional do it. Mm-hmm. If you have a fly by night guy, he might go for
$100. Yeah, I got a chainsaw. I mean, not responsible for nothing.
But there's too many lines right
there. Not my problem. In the middle of the night, it will walk away.
It will if it shocks you.
I got insurance.
Yeah. So I'll call him and have him see if he can.
I'll call somebody that might know somebody and see if they want.
One of our problems is we're a municipality,
mm-hmm,
and state of New York says you gotta have workman's comp.
Yeah.
Don't need it anyplace else, but you gotta have it for,
mm-hmm,
even because of course taking a tree down, you're gonna have even one guy in.
Right.
So he needs that.
Yep, I'm pretty sure he does.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, whatever information we can get would be good.
Okay.
Road work down at Edict Con. I haven't heard anything back from anybody on that, I don't think.
Okay. So we table until next week.
Well, Brad Murphy, this Murphy's, is the only one to put in. I put the ad in for 2 weeks and no one responded.
Okay.
Who bid on it?
Brad Murphy. Murphy Installations down on 38.
He's the only one that's responded.
Mm-hmm.
Town, I mean, not the town. The county didn't put a bid in. Okay.
County's not doing a whole lot.
Huh?
The county's not doing a whole lot.
Oh,
they are. They don't have a lot of money
either. Well, they're doing an awful lot on some of these sidewalks, I can tell you that.
All right, records disposal, cleaning, clearing their records room. Jackie went down and packed up the boxes and got it all ready for disposal, and Craig graciously took it over to the county. And
we got the bill for it.
For $30, so.
I can breathe down there now. It's nice.
I can breathe. Okay.
So that was a step in the right direction. And anything else on old business? If not, we'll go on to new. New York State Archives, I think I forwarded that information to you, but we have a new local government retention schedule that has to be approved. Let me see, is revising and consolidating its local government records retention and disposition schedules, issuing a single comprehensive schedule. And local governments must adapt LGS one prior to utilizing it, and local governments will have a 4-month period to adapt the new schedule retention. So I have a proposal on a model resolution that we can approve and get it off the boards. Resolved by the Board of Trustees, the Village of Parrish, the retention deposition schedule, New York State Local Records, Government Records, LGS 1, issued pursuant to Article 57A of the Arts and Cultural Affairs Law. Continuing legal minimum retention periods for local government's records is hereby adapted for use by all officers in legally disposing of valueless records listed herein. Further resolved that in accordance with Article 57A, only those records will be disposed of that are described in retention and disposition schedule for New York State Local Government Records, LGS 1, after they have met the minimum retention periods described herein. B, only those records will be disposed of that do not have sufficient administrative, fiscal, legal, or historical value to merit retention beyond established legal minimum periods. Model resolution. Is there a motion to accept that?
I make a motion, we accept that.
Second?
No matter what you say.
All right.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
I understood.
All right. Well, I don't know who does, but here's one. Happy for Evelyn.
Because of Article 8234.
Sure, what is it? Well, that's like the executive orders the governor has been putting out.
Yeah.
These numbers. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. That's done. Posting Census 2020. Did you get that email?
I did. I haven't had time to post it on the village website yet because I didn't.
What would you like to know?
Good. I put that in.
Why do you have to tell me?
I put that information.
Well, my daughter just she's is one of the supervisors.
Okay. The mayor decided, sent me a press release, basically type of thing, saying the census is important. It's not too late to reply to it. So I'm going to put that up on the village website just as a reminder. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
She's taking the course. She took the course today. And she's working 2 days a week for this,
mm-hmm.
So she can keep her unemployment.
I don't know if that's too wordy, if it's not relevant. This is the information that I obtained. Yeah. Some of it I think is important for the public to read and see whether they'll read it or not.
I thought it was fine.
But as a result of this NICOM, they were pushing the issue that they need. At one point, they were saying what percentage of New Yorkers had responded.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen an update that's current.
I think we have it right down to county level too. That information is available.
I wanted to include it, but I couldn't find it. So
if I hear that, I'll
let you know. But I don't know if all that's necessary. If it is, if it makes sense to you, then include it. And if not, just delete it, and it won't matter to me.
Okay.
But we're supposed to encourage those that haven't participated to get their response in. All right, coming up on the Oswego County auction. I don't know the date, and I should.
August 6th and 7th.
Of August?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I looked up the date of village elections, it's September 15th.
15th.
Oh, right.
According to the NICOM website, anyway. Okay. September 15th, which would be a Tuesday.
Okay.
Labor Day is Monday the 7th. So
okay.
Next day is the 8th, and the week from that would be the 15th. So.
Good, Dougie. Dougie, praying for us. Come faster.
That's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I got the
23rd.
Okay.
What
they're auctioning, Bubble,
yep,
Beavis property over here.
Beavis property is up for auction.
Beavis, no, group,
yeah. Beavis.
That's
how's that work with
he was the only guy that ever come down here for the meetings.
No, I get that just because you guys spent the money to tear down the property after he passed away or whatever.
Yeah.
Did we ever get a lien on that property?
No, we could. There was no lien found.
You couldn't put a lien on it?
There was no lien found. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Too late. Too late now. Then.
Too late.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to the county clerk at Lang. We checked names. We checked property addresses. See if there's anything else for this. But
nothing. Well, thanks for checking that out.
No, nope, my pleasure. That was ages ago. That was pre-COVID.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
In another era.
I remember we were discussing that for sure.
I thought we discussed it. If there wasn't one, we were going to try putting one on the property.
But then we said that, I think that was, is it the January or the February one, that because it's no longer the person who was initially involved, we'd have to go out to the estate. So it'd be too, at this point, we've lost the ability to go after the person who should probably be paying the debt, as opposed to, at this point, all debts have been settled for that person's estate.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Well, actually, it's still in last I heard, he's still in court.
Probate.
And there it will probably remain for all time.
Because a girlfriend and son is arguing over it.
Well, now, if it goes up for auction and it's still in probate, how does that work for whoever buys that property?
The proceeds will go to it. So they'll pay off whatever they owe, if it's because of taxes, they'll pay whatever the proceeds go, will pay off the taxes first, and any remainder will get divided
between the two.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Whoever has it.
Well, if it ever gets out of probate, which probably won't, let's say they decide that whoever wants it gets it, and it's sold at auction, they still have a legal right to it.
No, so if they fail to pay the taxes and it's sold at auction, they have the right to the proceeds of it, but they've lost it.
I got you. Okay.
It's a foreclosure.
So I got you. I was just checking.
Nope. Good question.
You can't spend much of their money.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Safety plan. All
right. New York State Department of Health has come up with a safety plan template that I have spent numerous hours and days doing. It's not mandated, but it is advised. So I have put together what I can, and we'll put this in your mailbox so that everybody in the building is aware of the kinds of things that are mandated, expected, required, whatever has to be done as a result of the Department of Health, New York State Department of Health. And interim guidance for office-based work during the COVID health emergency. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Planning your recovery, reopening local government during the pandemic. So trying to correlate all that stuff together and in about 2 pages maybe has been very taxing and time-consuming. But I think it's done. And I think it will work. I'll make it available to everybody that's in the building and needs copies, and it should be posted on a bulletin board and all the cleaning requirements that have to be done, and then whomever's using a particular site, whether it's in the gym or here, it's got to be cleaned down. Ben does all that kind of stuff, but it's got to be recorded and documented. And
what is he using for cleaning material? You know?
Soap and water.
Just soap and water?
No, he's got other cleaning stuff. And there'll be fog in the room here.
Well, that's what I mean. What is he using with the fog?
Barclay gave gallons of disinfectant. I know he uses that.
Disinfectant?
Disinfectant, yeah.
You don't know the brand name or anything?
It's in my office.
And we've got sanitizer.
Okay, around. Well, I had a lady that asked me. Okay. So. You know her. She's on the board of directors, I think. I can't think of her name now. Have you said anything? I think of it. If I think of it, I'll tell you.
Directors of which board?
Tug Hill Commission.
Oh, okay.
Well, she used to be. I don't know if she's on it.
All right. So those, that information will be made available and posted. And then when we have these sessions, people that come into the building have to sign in for the tracking purposes, such that if something does come up, we can track the people that were here and contact the county and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be extensive. Hopefully nobody gets sick.
Oh, not like the one maybe. We were talking the other day, and a guy and girl says she was a teacher, right? And she said that there's one that she know. She sent the kids to the babysitter, right? Now she was just Wuska as having the disease, the cobra, and then she said she took her kids to the daycare center, and then she went to work because her boss told her she had. Well, guess what? 20 people caught it from her. Including the boss. Mm-hmm. I get the boss to go do that again, huh?
Also, we have received information on the webinar. NYMER's webinar invited to a Zoom webinar. This was on the 14th, but as it says, it'll be first in a series of four that will satisfy the yearly requirement for this training. This is on the webinar. You still have the options on how to do it. Stay tuned for the next webinar link 1 week before the class scheduled on July 28th. So, depends on, Jackie's already done it, if you are interested in doing it that way. But
what's this one on? Is that bad?
Same thing. It's just, they have one new law. I think you guys are good till November, is that one?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so now CARP is not doing anything because of everything going on. But I see that they're going to have the lawn sales the 22nd and 23rd of August.
Oh, no.
And so then we usually have our cleanup the week after, but that'll be Labor Day weekend. So do we want to do anything about waiting until like the first week of September as far as a cleanup?
I think we'll wait until next year.
No, I don't think so. Again, I think everybody's home cleaning and they need to have that.
When did you suggest?
I don't know. I know the... Grab sales are the 22nd and the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are having. No, yeah. I was told they weren't going to have that.
This just came out last night. August 22nd and 23rd. It's a Saturday and Sunday bowl.
And the next weekend is Labor Day.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, 22nd
and 23rd. Yes. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. I'm wrong.
Labor Day is September 7th. So
yes, you're right. I stand corrected.
Yes, yeah, August 22nd, 23rd.
Can I figure that on the 29th of August then?
No, let's make it before the garage sale.
I think we should have it on the 29th to do like we always do.
And that's not Labor Day.
No, it's not. I was thinking it was.
Yeah.
Only because it was the end of the night.
I got your idea.
What's that?
Have it before the garage sale.
Well, I don't know where, I don't know how. Or why people thought that it's always been after the garage sale. Because it hasn't. Because when I first started, it was before the garage sale. Well, somebody had an idea. One of the town had an idea to do that on garage sale. You know.
Why do you want it before garage sale?
Because I don't want all that crap that they're trying to sell to the garage sale.
Well, if it doesn't sell, you dump it the next week. Get rid
of that. Right. Yeah, pay the bill.
And yeah, we're paying the bill.
So
that's what we're complimenting the community with. That's what
I think we should have it on the 20th. The following weekend.
Probably paying their taxes for it too.
29th. That would be good.
Well, I'll talk to Tom. I mean,
all right.
Because I told her I would do it. Be a big mistake.
And they're on for the 22nd and 23rd.
That's what it says.
Yeah. All right. So we will. Does the 29th work then?
Doesn't for me. What's the 29th? Is that Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Okay. I got to get a hold of Craig. Got to get a hold of
two people from Oswego County.
Got to get a hold of.
This may have to go through the town because we're not in charge this year.
As I said, the town's in charge, right? So don't they need to make all these decisions
on us? No, they didn't. Yeah. No, they threw it on me.
Well, it's their responsibility,
so
right?
So we talked about it at our last meeting there. Do you remember anything about that, Paul? Probably not. Can you hear so much stuff that you don't?
Yeah, this is there.
But she said, well, I thought she said for us, must have let her know. Remember we
well, she was saying she wanted it after the garage sale. And the last time I knew, they weren't going to have any garage sales.
We'll just tell them it's going to be this one.
Okay. Okay. We'll have to wait and see if the governor mandates.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
He may not even want people right, to get right. together.
He may supersede us, won't he?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I do have stuff that I got to take to the, I have to take. So I'm happy that we're going to have it, but I'm not happy we're having it. After. But well, I take that back.
You can pay your own way.
Well, no, I because what year was it? The 1 year there, we got a lot of stuff. They were throwing away, and the guy offered the lady 50 cents for a frame. I ended up in the dump, and the guy said, thank you very much, took it out of there and put it in the car. And he lost 50 cents. You know what she said? All right, throw it away, then get 50 cents for it. Well, I'd rather.
That's her property. It's her property, so, mm-hmm. You know.
All right. Thanks.
Moving right along. I got
all right.
Forge and Furters on.
I have a EFC payment due. Does this need a motion, Evelyn? This EFC payment, $21,270 for wastewater treatment plant. And if we don't approve now, then by next month it will be running late.
Wasn't that in the?
I don't know. It could have been in there. I'm not sure. Kevin just gave me this. Bring to your attention.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, the highest thing was only $11,000. So.
Yeah, let's see.
What was it for now?
This is our interest free payment. EFC.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we accept and
make
pay
the
that.
Payment for the Environmental Facilities Corporation for the wastewater treatment plant. All right, second.
I'll second it. All right.
Good, thank you. All right, dates to remember. Anything else in the business? If not, dates to remember, August 10th, we have a wastewater treatment plant meeting, 6 o'clock, and August 19th, we have a meeting, and September 10th is a joint board meeting, and that will be here in the village. So hopefully, there will all be open meetings, regular sort of meetings, rather than Zoom them. All right. I'll take a look at the payment bills.
General fund vouchers 21-33, the amount of $11,637.94.
I'll make a motion to pay that.
I'll second it.
Vouchers 16-24, the amount of $8,965.37.
Make a motion to pay that.
I'll second it.
Okay, and nothing for the sewer debt. The T&A fund is vouchers 8-20 in the amount of $3,634.48.
I'll make a motion with that.
And I second that.
Yes, and I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Very good. Thank you.